Sometimes people say, pray for me, that God bless me, has mercy on me. And Baba says, have mercy on yourself. What is the method? Remembrance itself, or yad in Hindi, yad, 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 if you continue to speak, what it becomes? Daya. Yad, yad, yad. Daya, mercy, mercy, mercy. God is merciful. But he says, you have to have mercy on yourself. So mercy, daya, is actually the root, the foundation of righteous consciousness. There is a saying in Hindi, daya, righteousness, is the root of mercy. Daya dharam ka mool hai, foundation. Paap mool abhiman, the root cause of sin, unrighteousness, is ego, body consciousness. Don't let go. Righteousness until you are in this body. When you are aware and you are living in this world. Mercy, daya, sympathy, compassion, forgiveness, it is actually the quality of the soul. When there is love, automatically the heart is able to accept whatever situation is. Forgiveness begins with the self. What is forgiveness? What is the meaning of forgiveness? Forgiveness is a blessing. Forgive others is possible only when my heart is clean, pure. Giving is actually receiving. It is not that forgiveness. People say, I cannot forgive others. The reason our thinking, concept, when this is consciousness of forgiving, or please forgive me, it's not actually giving. Giving is receiving. What it is I'm receiving when I forgive? Because forgiveness means not able to forgive. Means to say, I cannot forgive this myself or others. Reason. Because I am focusing I am not accepting what I have done, and I have to mend it. I have to be again righteous again. And in the same way, we focus again and again on what is not right, what has been done wrong, what has been situation which caused me sorrow. And when I am focusing again and again on it, that is actually becoming a deep, deep sorrow, pain, a wound in myself. And that hurt is that I does not allow me to heal others. In fact, in order to remain, when it is I am not able to forgive myself and others, what is the state of the mind at that time? What is happening inside? All the one wrong things are happened. Either it will be hatred, or there will be gossip, or it will be rejection, or it will be a feeling of going away from them, hatred. All these are actually the doors to sorrow, suffering for the self. But at that time when I am suffering, I have not able to give myself happiness because I want happiness from others that I did not receive. I did not receive appreciation, then I slander others, I gossip about others. And slandering has two meanings. One is slander to gossip or to defame or insult others. Other is slandering to kill. I am killing my own happiness. I am also actually, I think that I am doing right, but I am not sowing the seeds of happiness. It's a very interesting story in Bhagavat. Shri Krishna married Tulsi. Tulsi is actually basil. And Tulsi is a plant. But it's a plant of happiness, gives health. Oxygen is always right for the body. And Tulsi Dayana Chodi. Tulsi means, in fact, it is a plant, but this gentleness, softness is generating health. And Shri Krishna, joyful, happy character, married Tulsi. Now how can you plant? Marry plant. But we need to plant and make this companion in our heart, which brings this freshness, great joy, and brings health, happiness. So if I am not able to give to myself my own inner health, I cannot be healthy outside. Because all my physical disease, whatever karmic account I created, is connected with my thinking. It might be pain, it might be any kind of sickness. It is not only just one birth, it is storing for many, many births. I carry the sanskaras with me. If I have made a mistake, I suffer too much. If others have made a mistake, I punish them. Has same the thing. Either I punish myself, and when it is too much punishing, I cannot take it anymore, I start punishing others. So karmic account in different way. Either to avoid them or to create some kind of discipline, not to see them, reject them. or make them feel again and again bad, sad. So we begin to create more and more unhappiness in the relationship with our own self as well as relationship with others. And so compassion, Baba speaks about, it is sympathy. You can forgive only when you have love. And with love, because love for what? Love for my own health, my own wealth, my own happiness, and also love equally for the love and happiness of others that others have. Because when I am able to give, giving is sanskaras of generosity. Giving is royalty. Giving brings blessings. So if the account from different ways increases and you begin to receive automatically, not a question of praise, but internal power within yourself to accept yourself as you are and accept others. And respect your values that you are, but not with ego, but accept with humility. Because realizing what is my level, as Baba said, see today which level you reached. Sato Pradhan you have to reach, but still not reaching up to the Sato or Rajo. So this jealousy, hatred, competition, comparison, expectation, all these are actually the property of the copper age. These sanskaras are not of the golden age. And so where I am now, when I look at myself, okay, vices are renounced, gross form is gone, but the subtle seeds are there. And that is, it is, I am cursing myself instead of getting blessing. So when I realize that I have love for myself, then the first thing would be, I close the door of suffering. When I open the door, the property, sympathy, sampatti, Baba says, it's your property. So my door for future prosperity is also waiting, but I am able to use this prosperity now, what I have at this time, that Baba has given, and that it begins with the power of love. And love actually means I stop which is causing me sorrow. In other words, I protect myself. Not only myself, but I protect others. So let go, not to think again and again. And this word emerged in my mind, what mistake I'm making, what yesterday Baba said, what you have to forget, you keep remembering. And what you have to remember, you forget that. So remember, remember. And so, but in fact, I am, instead of remembering, I am forgetting. But what I am forgetting? I am forgetting to remember Baba, even without knowing, because I am engaging myself in something else which I don't have to remember. And so this does not allow me to open my heart. It does not allow me to actually have compassion for others or forgive them or forgive myself. It's okay, it is possible. Why it is always said that Sri Krishna is Krishna? What is Krishna? It's not just wearing the crown or nice dress or dancing. It's not the external thing. There are many theater people can dance much better, dance with a different design, with different activity, play the music, and many musicians are there. It's the music harmony that's within my own self. So when my intellect has understanding that I am having love for myself, then I have mercy for myself as well. Then I will be cooperating myself. I will be giving this power. And first, this happiness, when is in my own home, whoever comes in my home, I can welcome them happiness. If my own happiness is not there, so I internally feel that I am missing something, then I am always seeing missing in others. When it is good in something, then you always see good in others. So it is checking myself that I enable myself with that power that other medicine Baba gave. Pay attention that you don't take sorrow from others and don't give sorrow to yourself. When I start taking sorrow from others, what is happening? I am, it means storing sorrow, and I am giving myself. So then automatically then I would be giving directly or indirectly sorrow to others. So level of mercy, love, first is position is love, is to stop thinking of what has caused you pain. And then remembering what Baba has given us already, what I have received, what are the source of happiness. Not expecting from others that others give me something, because everyone is empty. So intellect has to realize, on one side are they empty, other side they are full. Because at each soul is knowledgeful, peaceful, loveful, blissful, powerful. I am also the same qualities. Why I am beggar then? I am knowledgeful, but I have put a full stop to be full. And then I am empty and I want things from others. When I am missing my self-respect, then I want respect from others. But when I am in self-respect, automatically, this self-respect creates love for my own peace, for my happiness, for my dignity. Then I am not hurt with that, because I am protecting with the shield of self-respect is to humility. Self-respect does not come from ego. Self-respect is actually respecting my inner powers, and that comes only with humility. Because when I progress little bit, then I am in fact automatically begin to cause sorrow to others, if in body consciousness. So this is why soul consciousness with egoless state, with virtues, my inner family, my external family, my contacts, my relations, everyone becomes happy when I am in a happy state of mind. I remember a very interesting story. It is a moral in it, that a holy man was sitting on the bank, water stream nearby, and there he saw a scorpion, fell in it. Oh, he saw a poor scorpion. He immediately put his hand in and brought the scorpion out. Scorpion's nature is to stink. Okay, so he went out and had some herbs and also a stone. He took this poisonous sting out and put some herb and came back, felt comfortable and sat down. The scorpion again rolled in and fell in water. He again put his hand out and then saved him. 3 times it happened. People said, "Holy man, you are a wise person. Why don't you kill the scorpion?" He says, no, this was my teacher. Scorpion, your teacher? Yes. Teacher does not mean that who give me lesson through words. Teacher means who teach me some lessons for my life. And this is the best teacher. First, I have learned 3 lessons. They say, which lesson 3 have you have learned? He says, the first lesson I learned, I recognized my inner attention, my inner checking, my inner reality, my inner sympathy, my inner power. I was meditating on it and I was enhancing that because I had lost that. And when I increased this, I realized a common sense is the scorpion can swim away. But I felt I have to save my natural nature just to save any creature, every human being. And my hand automatically went in. So it created self-respect in me that something I can do naturally without even thinking, mercy, love is there. The second lesson I learned, forgive those who cause you sorrow. He says, those who are good with me, I'm good with them. But those who cause me sorrow through defame or through disrespect or through rejection or through gossiping or through disobeying, in every relationship there's different kind of sorrow. Mother takes sorrow from the children different way. Father takes sorrow different way. In family we give sorrow to each other, not with the same sword. With a different stone we hit each other. With a different relationship because take away happiness of each other. Husband and wife love, love, love and then fight, fight, fight. What is happening? A different stone is there. So we have been using many different weapons by giving sorrow. It is good to be good with others, but what about those who are not good with you? So I realize that though the scorpion bit me, but I have to let go and forgive him. What is the third lesson? The third lesson I learned, not only forgive, but forget that you have given, forgiven. Because I have forgiven. I have forgiven. What is actually singing? Who is talking inside me? My ego. I avoid, that is my weakness. But I forgive, that is I am proud. So if I keep remembering, I forgive you. And I am telling others, I have forgiven them. Doesn't matter what they do. No matter what their behavior was. No matter what they speak about it. I have forgiven them. Who is speaking in me? It's my again ego. Weakness or ego is... And they said, okay, we accept your 2 lessons that you learned. But the third lesson... To forget? We are sensible human beings. We do remember. How can we forget? He says, forgetting means that what sorrow you had taken, that you have forgotten. You have healed yourself. So what I did, I went first every time I took the pain away from me and I learned what I have realized about my own self. So when you achieve something from a situation, learn from something, automatically you will forget the bad thing and you will remember what lesson or what teachings or what gift I receive in that situation that helped me to progress. That is blessing yourself. Not only question of it's forgiving is gone other level, possessed level, but you are actually blessing yourself because you are protecting yourself. And then with good wishes, you are cooperating others. That sympathy you have, how many times I failed in my subject, and I cannot forgive another person by one mistake. Baba is giving me forgetting, is letting me still love, have hope, feeling, doesn't forgive up. And other make people make one or two mistakes, and I remember there are 20 mistakes, and 20 times sold, which had been already finished. I hurt myself. So I was not knowledgeful, and I realized, I took realization through that by looking at myself, knowing what is my personality, then I can automatically forget the weakness of others and focus on the weakness of myself. And then I can work on it, and my mind, my intellect, and my behavior will be naturally harmonious. There's no question even forgiveness. It's a question of receiving and giving harmonious with each other. And then happiness is again. Again happiness comes, you begin to dance together, you begin to sing together. And so Sri Krishna is always dancing, singing, playing music. So this is actually marrying with the happy plant, with the healthy plant, sowing the seed inside of receiving blessings and giving blessings. Forgiveness comes automatically in it, because then it's donation of knowledge of the self, jnana, dharana, everything for others, for self and also for others. Others, why I kill my own happiness, my peace, my harmony, my dignity, so the whole world then suffers because of these two things lacking. Righteousness, truth, is missing. And when I recognize the truth of qualities, the age of truth comes on this planet. The world of happiness. Truth is not to prove. When we say truth, no, we immediately say, but it's proving, I'm proving this was right. Not that truth. Truth within my own self. And that truth is peace, love, purity, happiness, up to what percentage I have reached. Accordingly, I experience happiness. Otherwise, we are in the world of sorrow. So Baba is taking us away from the world of suffering to the world of happiness by having mercy on the self, forgiving the self, and giving others. It means receiving blessings from others. Om Shanti. Today is bank holiday, so bank balance have to be increased.